dwarf willow. Willows are renowned for their usefulness. Bees and other flying insects feast on the nectar and pollen offered up by the catkins that adorn willow trees in springtime. We humans have been using pliable willow rods to weave baskets with ever since humans began making tools. Willow even provides us with indispensable medicines to treat some of our most common ailments, compounds made by willow trees that we now replicate in everyday medicines. But among the hundreds of different willow species all around the globe, there is one that is unlike all the rest. Dwarf willow is a species that at most reaches a height of only 10 centimetres from the ground. It is considered the world's tiniest tree. In official lingo, dwarf willow is too small to even be considered a proper tree. Its spatterings of catkins aren't ever going to be much to write home about, and I'd be pretty sure no one ever tried harvesting the rods of dwarf willow to make baskets with. I sure can't imagine anyone stripping back its bark for medicine making. Most dwarf willows, when mature, are about 6 centimetres tall. That's about as big as the key for my front door. Foresters consider dwarf willow far too small to meet the accepted definition of a tree. Some classify it instead as a woody shrub, but some botanists insist that dwarf willows do indeed qualify as trees. Trees are things we think of as growing big, with sturdy trunks and lofty branches that reach out overhead, big enough to climb up into, substantial enough to shelter us from the heat of the sun or a downpour of rain. But if you were to encounter a copse of dwarf willow, you'd easily crush the whole lot beneath your hiking boots, without even realising. But because dwarf willow is, after all, a willow, and it does produce wood, I consider it a tree. It has evolved to be small as a strategy to cope with the most challenging conditions. Rocky outcrops on mountain tops, scree slopes where soil hasn't even had a chance to develop, and cliff faces that almost never see direct sun. Rather than striving for majesty or grandeur, this exceptional species is striving to survive. In the tundra plains of Scandinavia, dwarf willow is right at home. In the glacier-laden landscapes of Greenland, dwarf willow is one of the commonest woody species. Up in the high Alps and the Pyrenees, dwarf willow thrive. And back when Ireland was also an icy, barren place, ploughed over by freezing winds, dwarf willow would have been widespread here. And somehow, across the 10,000 years or more since then, dwarf willow has managed to maintain a foothold here, albeit a very, very small foothold. Dwarf willow is a native tree and still grows in places like the Mourne Mountains in County Down, Slieve League in Donegal, Benbulbin in Sligo, and the Twelve Bens of Connemara. On account of its tininess, dwarf willow can't compete with proper trees or any kind of substantial plants at all, so it only grows where little else will survive. Its strategy is to manage expectations and take life very slowly. When things are going well, dwarf willow produces catkins in spring. Right around now, females of this species are adorned in tiny red catkins, while males have yellow catkins. For bees who find themselves in the same harsh landscapes as these tiny trees, these catkins can be a lifeline, providing pollen and nectar to fuel their flight till they arrive in more bountiful habitats. But because bees are only occasional visitors to such mountain peaks and icy nooks, dwarf willow has a few tricks up its sleeve. Rather than depend too much on visiting bees to pollinate and reproduce, this little tree has learnt to clone itself. Dwarf willow can pop out genetic replicas, each of which lives side by side. These little dwarf willows might look like a clump of separate trees all huddled in together, though beneath the surface, each remains interconnected to all the others in what is called a clonal colony. These tiny tropes of genetically identical willows are not only slow growing in their own right, but this reproductive strategy means that they can live for a very, very long time. Where such phenomena have been studied, high up in the Apennines in Italy, a living clonal colony of dwarf willow is found to be at least 2,000 years old. Sometimes it's the littlest things in life that carry the most valuable lessons. Learning to take a novel approach is this tiny tree's way of coping with challenging circumstances. For dwarf willow, simply existing in the world is fine without striving to be big, without adhering to the dogma of constant growth. A little bit of reciprocity and a lot of adaptation